Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Who else has tried FabFitFun? If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. Their spring editor's box is epic. It has products like a Free People eye mask, beauty and skincare products from Kate Somerville and Tarte, a mug by Ayesha Curry, and that's just the beginning of it. Don't miss out because they sell out fast and the summer box is coming soon, so make sure you sign up. You can go to check it all out at www.fabfitfun.com and use the code TJG for two judgy girls so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code TJG. You deserve to treat yourself.
And welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA, and we are sober.
We would like to apologize, actually.
100%. For the past two podcasts, I have full apologies to everyone who's listened. We heard you loud and clear, as did you hear us.
We're sorry for shouting. We were excited to see each other. We had a few too many glasses of wine. Sue me. Remember when people used to say that all the time, like in fifth grade? Yeah. Well, you can sue me.
You're like, psych. But anyways, we heard you loud and clear. We are, as it is now the month of May, we are turning over new leaves here, and we promise to be fun but professional.
I can't guarantee. We can't make any guarantees, but we're going to try not to scream into the microphone.
Yes, no screaming. But sorry, Brittany's accent is staying. And I'm sorry for those that get offended, but I can't help it.
They can roll a hail.
But anyways, we want to apologize. That is our disclaimer for the beginning of
it. For the live videos.
Oh, yes. We have decided that we are no longer doing drunk lives after Pat Alchul commented and told us, this is why you two will never get married. And it's like, she's not wrong, but like, you don't have to be so blunt about it, you know?
But then I was like, Pat, you know, why we did that at like 10 o'clock our time. What were you doing in Charleston up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, that is so true. And also, like, you've been married 5 times. So what's worse or better, you know?
Being single forever or getting married 5 times?
Yeah, now, if getting married 5 times and I get a large settlement, Pat, I'm going your way. However, and then someone was like, God, Courtney, you're always, or they called me Mary. They're like, you're always in that chambray shirt. It's like, I wore it twice. Twice in a month, and someone called me out because both times it was like when I was doing Bravo-related stuff. And I'm like, am I an outfit repeater? Like, did you just like Lizzie McGuire me?
Well, hopefully we can turn over a new leaf, because I am scared, because we will be seeing each other again this weekend.
I literally, like, I don't want Mary to come down here.
I literally wrote you and I said, if I didn't already buy that Countess ticket, I wouldn't come. I'm only coming for 24 hours, thank God.
Less than, I think.
I know. I just knew I needed to get in and get out.
It's like, I mean, we just... It's like, you know when you just have those friends from afar and you don't really have to see them, but it's like when you see them, like nothing's changed. It's like, that's you for me.
I know.
I don't need to see you. I see you once a week on FaceTime. I don't need to see you in person because it's not good.
Well, this weekend we will be visiting Courtney on Cinco de Mayo for her birthday and seeing the Countess.
Countess and friends, if you are going, we are going to the 10:30 show. If you are going, please say hi to us. It is my birthday. I will be wearing a tiny top hat sombrero.
Yes, that I'm bringing for you.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget them.
I will be wearing one too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will have tiny sombreros, so you'll know who we are. I will not be wearing a chambray shirt.
Like a romper? I'm concerned about what I'm wearing.
Oh, I could maybe I'll do a chambray romper. I don't know. Who knows? All I know is that my goal is to get happy birthday. That's all I want. I want a smoky happy birthday by Marilyn Monroe, aka the Countess, and I want to hang out with her friends.
I agree. So I heard like Jenny from Jeff Lewis's show is going to be a guest star. I'm curious who else. She's been hanging out with Lance Bass a lot.
I think James Kennedy is going to do a DJ remix.
I love that idea. It will be interesting to see
if
any.
How I feel
like,
about James.
You're not into him.
I don't like him. I'm not into him anymore. It's too pompous for me.
What if some Beverly Hills castmates are there? I think we have a chance of seeing some local
like I
celebs.
Wouldn't be surprised if maybe like a Dorinda came out or like
what if like Chrissy Teigen was there? She's a huge Housewife fan.
She is. I'm afraid that the 8 p.m. show and the 10 p.m. 10:30 show are going to be different, but they can't be different, right?
I mean,
no Coachella.
I think they'll be a little different.
Will she wear white? I don't know if you noticed in this episode, but she wore another white outfit.
I know. I think you have a fighting chance for her to be wearing some sparkling white ensemble.
Oh my God. Hopefully she didn't overdo it with the spray tanner. I just hope.
We can't have another Diana Ross moment.
No, we can't. And it's like, I can't be a part of that. No. Too much scandal. Because when Well, we talked about it last week, but Thomas, that lawsuit is like getting like national news now. Like,
yeah,
people reported on it.
People picked it up.
Us Weekly. Yeah, all these news outlets have picked up on it, and I'm like, I am ready for this fucker to go down. I posted a photo about it yesterday, and people were like up in arms about it. Very controversial. I enjoyed every comment.
It's not controversial. He did something wrong and paid someone off.
I know. And people are like, oh, innocent until proven guilty. And I'm like, I feel like the settlement is acknowledge of guilt, but hoping that you just go away.
Right. Completely. Right? Completely. And then that's this poor Ashley girl. She finally made her profile private, but thank God we got in early.
Someone told her. Oh, wait. Oh, the girlfriend Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah, the girlfriend Ashley, her profile is now private, but we got in early, so we already follow her. And basically, every single picture is her eating a hamburger.
And she's like, thirsty.
I know I'm so skinny, but I love burgers and Thomas's penis.
And those white moose knuckle pants. She doesn't even have an accent. I'm not sure why we gave her one. She's from Santa Barbara.
Sorry.
But still, nonetheless, it's still amazing. Yeah, sorry, Southerners. But just so you know, we're not going to be discussing Southern Charm tonight because I'm boycotting making it a must-see on my TV while that fucker is still on there.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm also going to watch it after we do this. But besides the point, I'm just saying, like, I stand with the girl power. I'm sorry, that cast, it's like, Whitney's already gone to the back, thank you. Get rid of Thomas. Mm-hmm. Kat can come in and like host parties, but like I'm turned on her too, you know. She kind of upset me.
I haven't turned on her. I want to be
her. Okay, good. Well, I mean, if she gives me a caftan, like if you get a caftan with Birdie's face on it, and I get a caftan with Barbie's face on it, like everything's good. She said send her an email, so like I'll come back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, get rid of Thomas. Get rid of JD.
That would have been really funny if we got them. Where can we go? Like, where should we wear those to? What's an appropriate event to go in that?
Obviously, like a Sunday brunch, church, meeting a boyfriend's parents.
I love it.
So the funny thing is, guys, so we're like on this trip to Portland and like, I'm like thinking, I'm like, whoa, girls trip. And I realized like Mary and I are the only single ones on it. Like, would we ever do a plus one trip? I'm like, no.
Not interested.
No. Did you not hear what Miss Alfshul told us? You will not have plus ones. We cannot do it. Like you guys should totally go for it. You're going to have a great time. Mary and I are going to sit with one eye closed and drink 14 vodka Red Bulls.
No. And be asleep by 10 p.m.
No, that was you. Guys, okay, I have like a really funny story. Can I tell this one?
I'm sure. I don't know. Okay, I don't know what this one is.
It's not bad. So we're in Portland and it's been raining. So we can't actually do a lot because it's been raining. So you're kind of just like jumping from bar to bar and that's you seeing the like quote unquote sights. So we got split up at one point and I was like, I gotta go to this Euro food truck. I heard such great things about it the night before. Like, I gotta go. So I take two of our friends and we go. We've split up from the other three. So anyways, we're like making our way downtown. And we get back to the hotel and we go up to our floor and there's this pizza delivery guy. There's this pizza delivery guy just wandering the halls and he just like looks like he like upset, like distraught, like he doesn't know what to do. And I just stop and I go, I bet you're for my friends. He's like, what? He's like, I've been knocking on this one hotel room. I've been calling. Like, nobody's picking up. Nobody's answering the door. And I go, well, like, what's the name? And he goes, Mary Mahoney. I go, oh, yeah, I know her.
Classic. Classic. Go,
oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah, we'll take that. We'll sign for it. He's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I didn't know what to do with this.
Ordering a pizza also, and falling asleep sounds pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so then we walk into the room because we're like, oh, maybe they're just like loud. They didn't hear. The room is pitch black. Everybody is passed out in their outfits from the night. Like nobody even thought to change. And we had just eaten from the food court.
And I was in the wrong room.
Yeah, you were in the wrong room. But yeah, and we had just eaten. So like the pizza just sat there.
Nobody ate the pizza.
Sat there. Nobody ever ate. That poor pizza never got eaten.
Nope. I paid $33 for it though. You know what? I'd rather spend the money than eat the calories.
I agree. I think it was a good smell the next morning for you guys. And by good smell, it was I was like, I gotta get out of this room.
Oh man. Well, any other news? Kanye has officially gone off the rocker. He went into TMZ this week, got into a fight with a reporter. That the reporter was so intelligent, totally like put him down. Kanye was so horrified. And then he told everyone he got liposuction and was addicted to opiates.
And like, here's a few things I have to say. You know, like, slavery is a choice. It's like, ooh, Kanye, probably is that the bridge you want to, like, that's the hill you want to die on? Like, that's where you're going with this. And then I'm like, your mother died of liposuction. Like, are the Kardashians just that vain that they convinced you that you needed this? Like, that's how your mother died and you still did it. And then I'm like, is that why he got hooked?
I don't know. The whole thing is that. And like, where is true?
Fuck trash can, Tristan. But so there's this whole theory, though, that Kanye is doing a performance art piece a la like Joaquin Phoenix when he did like I'm Not Here or whatever it is. There's this whole like theory. Mm-hmm. I just read this Twitter thread that was like, let me tell you why he keeps posting things about Andy Kaufman, who was like a method actor, posted things about these two artists who did these like really weird think pieces, and that basically all of this is a performance art because Kanye is an artist and he likes to tackle every single, you know, field within.
You lost me.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, so it could be, this could all be for show. We'll never know.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Today was Lala's dad's funeral and I thought it was really cute. She wore like his shirt and tie today.
Oh, with the knee-high boots.
Yeah. The knee-high boots probably could have gone.
You know what? You grieve how you need to grieve. And no, I think a lot of the cast flew out there.
She's taking a really positive outlook. No, a lot of – so Stassi's in Italy with her boyfriend, so she couldn't come. And then Jax and Brittany are in Kentucky for the Derby, and they're in their own car for the Derby. But then Katie and Schwartz are out there. Kristen's out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tom and Ariana, I'm not sure where they are.
I'm not sure, but I think it's nice. So then there's also, so this is like how, this is, I don't know if I could ever be a celebrity or even like a Z-list celebrity, but so the obituary for her dad was released and in it, it says Lala in parentheses, Randall Emmett. So yeah. Now there's this whole conspiracy of, did they actually get married? What are your thoughts?
I
think so.
I do. That made me think that because you don't put someone's boyfriend in an obit. I mean, my family maybe. Wouldn't. My family is like no ring, no bring to the wedding.
Or funeral.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
we're
we're
very exclusive.
Well, it's really I didn't realize that her name, Lala Kent, that's not her real last name. That's her dad's name. Her real last name is Birmingham. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I was reading the obituary and I was like, "Who isn't her name? What's her real name? Elizabeth or what is it?
Lauren.
Lauren. I was like, Lauren. Who's Lauren? Who is this person? And then
Lauren Randall Emmett.
And then I recognized it because I saw Randall's name. I was like, oh.
The real life turtle.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is what he looks like.
Nobody can see her. She's putting her, her chin into her neck.
Turtle. Okay.
I think that's
wanted to ask you, what was your like overall impression of these shows? Like I came back Sunday contemplating my life, like why I make decisions that I do. Like I have 6 more days until I cannot be an idiot anymore. And then at 32, it's like clean up house, pull it together. And so I came home excited, like, yay, I have shows to watch. And it's just like
underwhelmed this week. I mean, VPR, it didn't feel like a finale episode.
Right.
Did I enjoy the episode? Yes. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills was
boring. Nobody cares.
Why did they make that into 3 parts? Nothing happened.
Like, why did they make it like they could have ended it in 1?
Yeah. I agree.
It's just, it's not worth it to me. On Tuesday I went to a concert. I went to one of my favorite bands on Tuesday. And I was like, oh man, I'm like missing out on Beverly Hills. And so I tried to watch a little bit before I had left for the concert. And I was like, this sucks. I don't even care.
Yeah, it was hard to take notes on. I was trying. Sometimes I take the notes and I'm like, I can't even follow these fights. I don't even know what to write down in the notes.
And I'm still like appalled by the outfit choices. What was their theme? Studio 54, cocaine up my nose?
No, I think it was like Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think we talked about this.
Wedding Singer vibes.
Last Friday's pod is a little...
Let's talk about New York. That's fresh in my mind. I thought it was really weird that they do the opening of Ramona going to Sur La Table. To get Avery a cappuccino machine.
Okay, I did not know that they were at Sur La Table, and I literally thought she was at a Bed Bath & Beyond because I was like working while I was watching this. So I was like, did she take them to Bed Bath & Beyond, or is this the Home Goods that Bethany was bleeding all over the other season? Where is she?
No, it's really interesting. I wonder if Avery scenes don't make it or Avery just chooses not to film.
I don't know. It's Avery's like an enigma wrapped in a riddle wrapped in cash for me because her mom is a nutcase, but she's like loves her mom.
It's like the Vicky Brianna syndrome.
Yeah, no, because I don't think Avery wants to get away from Ramona. Like Brianna moved halfway across the country.
True. But I mean, if you're from New York, you're going to move back to New York.
Yeah, I guess so. But so I've also been noticing this way that Ramona talks now. And she's like, Harry Bendels. And she just like moves her mouth to fit every letter in. And it's this like new
thing. Enunciation. It's called enunciation?
No. But it's like her mouth is like forming every letter that she says.
Had you ever heard of that story?
Yes. But I don't know why I've heard of it. Does it sound like the name is familiar?
I Googled it today.
And?
Not impressed. It wasn't super expensive. It was like $350 handbags.
You get 25% off, though, at Ramona's exclusive party.
And then her literally moving in Christmas trees with the decor. And then even her talking to Dorinda. She's clearly calling her to invite her. And then she's like, well, I'm going to send you an invite. I'm like, are you literally sending like a real invitation or are you sending an e-vite?
What is she doing?
She's
having her assistant send an e-vite and she's like, that's Dorinda, Dorinda, Medler, Medder, @gmail.com. She's stirring the pot.
Like, I don't know. There was a lot of unwanted scenes, but not necessary.
Unnecessary.
That's the word.
There goes our professionalism. Darn. We're doing so well.
Okay, so then we head over to Bethany's new house, and Sonia, of all people, comes over. I feel like Bethany's angle this season is like, you know what? Sonia kind of has nobody. I kind of have nobody. Let's make each other a somebody. I'm helping the leper. I'm such a saint.
Mother Teresa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's my question. When she went to the buzzer, did you know that it was Sonia she was letting in? That voice, I was like, is that Tinsley?
I didn't know who she was letting in. I was shocked.
Me neither.
And then I was also, Bethany's outfit, her waist looks so tiny and her boobs looked
so tiny.
So big in that like sailor outfit.
Did you like the outfit? I kind of loved it.
That's a very, I love that look. But I was shocked how I know she's super tiny, but for some reason, her waist looked insane and her boobs just, looked ginormous. I feel like that wasn't a very Bethany outfit.
Yeah, she's probably, she's now released, skinny girl.
Sorry.
She's released skinny girl jeans. And so I feel like now she's wearing all of her jeans because, you know, she did that ad too. Like, we had to watch her do the – I'm like, Bethany is the only one that, like, it's like, I'm going to model my own clothes.
I mean, they all do that now. But I wondered, like, okay, so I feel like, you know, Khloe Kardashian's jeans are good American. And that's for every curvy body. So I wanted to know, like, what's Bethany's slogan with these jeans? Like, what's the niche with her jeans? Like, why would we want to buy those ones to get the skinny girl
doesn't
logo on them? Like, that was her thing.
If you're a fat fuck, you'll be a skinny girl in these.
Like, I wanted that slogan. I needed something more out of it. And then I was like, why is there like barbed wire on the jeans or chains? What was on the jeans?
Yeah, I was like, so nobody wants that on their jeans anymore. Like, that's your jeans are what we'll find on Skid Row because somebody just brought a bag that was like, we don't know what to do with these.
Right. We don't, these are unusable. Give them to the homeless.
They're unusable. Yes. I don't know if that was offensive or not. And I'm sorry. If
that
it was,
super was. I'm, like, we're going to get some hate. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys. But it just, Bethany, like, regular jeans, just jeans. Like, go into a Gap, go into an Old Navy and check out their Rockstar jeans, $34.99.
Where's that sponsorship?
Yeah, it's like, Old Navy, we love Rockstar jeans, and we will rep that. Like, you don't even have to pay us. Just give us jeans.
Yeah.
Size will be said off air.
Okay, and then I couldn't believe the size of Bethany's apartment. Her bedroom was, not her bedroom, her closet.
Closet, yes. Sonia was like, in a lifetime ago, this could have been me, but my perfect marriage accidentally ended.
And she's like, I'm kind of peeing my pants. And I'm like, no, you just want that poise ad. You wouldn't be like Tamara Judge. Barney. Yeah.
Oh, Tamara Judge, yes.
And then of course, Sonia has to just, oh, Ivanka would love this. Did you hear that?
Sonia. I missed that, but it's Sonia's. Like, what about John Kennedy and Madonna? Would they love it?
No.
Like, no, they're partying in Saint-Tropez right now.
Right. Oh, man.
But I feel like Sonia's trying to take Ramona on, and I feel like don't take Ramona on because she doesn't care.
Well, she's like, I think she might be a sociopath. And Beth is like, no, she's not a sociopath. And then she's like, well, prison bitchers are more loyal than her.
But she's not a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, even every prison, even, what is it?
She every said, prison even bitch prison has bitches their are one. Loyal.
No, that's not the line.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I really wish she would have written it down.
She
really
talked about daggers.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
But yeah, so Sonia like thinks she's the villain and she's saying like, you know, and Bethany, I like that Bethany was like, hey, so even if Tinsley's boyfriend did buy her all this stuff, which I think he didn't, like, who cares? And it's like, yeah, Mrs. Morgan, who cares? Like, come on, you're telling me you had all that money for that brownstone?
Yeah.
You know you're squatting in there. We know. It's next to a parking garage. Where's Pickles?
And also,
justice for Pickles.
The assistant.
The intern.
Yeah, of course it was an intern.
College credit, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Do you really think she hasn't spent that gift certificate yet?
Oh, no. Where do you think all these ridiculous outfits of hers have come from?
Yeah.
The whole cranberry look? Bergdorf's.
Yeah.
That everything that she wears, yep. Mm-hmm. She's spent that.
I know. Oh, I guess I could give it to my daughter for Christmas. Yeah, right. You've spent that.
Yeah, right. She's probably like she actually went to Bergdorf's and was like, can I trade this in for cash? She's like, I haven't had hot water in my brownstone for 4.5 years. And this would turn it on for 3 weeks and I need that. Oh. I would love a warm shower because I've been going to LA Fitness for my shower. It's only $25 a month to be there. So I go into LA Fitness. I take my warm showers. I steal some of their toilet paper and I put it into the interns' bathrooms.
And then I take the jitney to get up to the Hamptons for the weekend to take my 1990 Mercedes out.
Uh-huh. And she's like, and then you know how you go into the convenience store and they're like, take a penny, leave a penny? She's like, I just take the penny. That's how you make a dollar.
Okay.
She's like, can I take 5 of these? I'll bring them back.
Oh,
like, I feel
man.
Like, oh.
Right.
Okay, so then we go. So then, like, part of the storyline, which is, like, very strange, and maybe I've just been single for too long, but that whole Tinsley, Scott, And she's like, he's going to be my boyfriend by the end of this. We are going to be boyfriend-girlfriend. I know. Like, who says that anymore?
She's obsessed. She's obsessed. She wants the label. And it really is kind of unclear why they broke up. The breakup was because, like, he felt too much pressure from her?
I can't imagine why. Dale's already put an ex-girlfriend's dog on his Christmas stocking.
On the stocking. But wait, then also when he came and quote unquote surprised her, what? No, that was not a surprise. Why was she wearing that red dress? I would never wear heels.
Why did she fall to the ground? Why did she fall to the ground?
Why was she wearing heels in her house?
And she's like, I thought it was room service because I ordered a charcuterie board.
Yeah, right. She's not eating.
Yeah. She's like, well, I ordered it to look at and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I'm like, we know it's a bottle. We know it's a bottle, Tins. It's okay.
And then she's like, yeah, and of course I'm already packed. Yeah, I can leave with you right now. I'm like, wait, no, what is this? Why did they fake this surprise?
Yeah. Just also like, can we just be like, let's just be into it. What do you think about them?
I think Scott has gained a little bit of weight. And
Scott's a chubster, so that means you're attracted to him.
I'm not opposed to him at all.
You know who would love him? Our friend Les would love him because she brought Express and Victoria's Secret coupons to Portland in case we wanted to go shopping for the no sales tax.
Oh man, God bless that woman.
God bless her. She's a mama too.
Because he's the coupon king. But mm-hmm. No, I think it's really sweet and they're endearing and they seem really young. Like their relationship, like there's a lot of immaturities about it, but it's sweet them like being nervous around each other. Like, oh my God, the anxiety I would have before that trip. Yeah.
Why?
Because there's just like, she's putting so much pressure on and there's so much riding on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I would just trick myself into not going.
Oh, yeah. You just drink yourself into a stupor and you're like, missed the flight. Whoopsie.
Bye. Can never come. See you never.
Also, what do you think about Tinsley's French braids?
I think those are done. Like, those are over. Yeah. That was 2 years ago. And then, once again, they have the print. Priv shows up. And then, was that a Nivea infomercial as well? What was that?
She's like, Wow, this is nice.
Do you have anything for my hands? And then they screenshot Nivea.
And I was like, I mean, I have Nivea and I quite enjoy it. But like, why? Does Bravo, because Bravo is a stake in Priv, do they now have a stake in Nivea?
It seemed very odd to me.
That's really strange. I want to look it up while we do this.
Okay, then we head over to Lou and Dorinda going to a 3-bedroom, 2-bath for $4.2 million. It's 2,000 square feet, so that was just like way too much space.
Also, let's be honest, Lou, your cabaret is not paying for that.
No.
Your kids are over 18. Like, you don't have alimony. Like, you have $0.
Right. And then...
And was her marriage to Tom annulled, or was it a straight divorce?
Oh, you only get an annulment in the Catholic Church. They were not married in a church. That was
Britney Spears got married in Las Vegas, not in a Catholic church, and her marriage was annulled to Jason Alexander.
Oh, right,
and as
right,
one
right.
of the biggest Britney fans, I would have thought that you would have remembered that marriage.
Right. Wait, no, but I thought, oh, okay, I understand. What is it called? Oh, I guess everyone can get an annulment.
You're going to have to use your word. Yeah, you're going to have to use your words so we know what you're
saying. I guess everyone can get an annulment. But I thought the point of annulment is so that you can get remarried in a church. Maybe I'm just too Catholic right now.
All right, Mary Catherine.
Okay. But no, they got a divorce.
Okay. Well, because I'm like, did she get any of Tommy's cookies?
No, they said something about how they had a pretty like tight prenup and everything. Okay. I think it makes it easy.
Okay.
But then Dorinda's just like, I was about to hit Sonia, and I was like, whoa,
I'm gonna give an unpopular opinion.
Oh, okay.
Dorinda is kind of losing me this season, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia is like Sonia's like a bug that's in your, that's, you know, in your house. It's like a little gnat that grew. It's like a fruit fly, right?
Circling around your ear.
Well, it's just, yeah, but no, not even circling around your ear. It's literally just like flying in your kitchen. But when you walk into your kitchen, it like runs into your face and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? And then it just like goes on its merry way. And like, that's Sonia. Sonia is such a non-motherfucking entity. And she's already so low down that Dorinda's picking on her because she's an easy target.
No, I think it was completely inappropriate. Burying someone and signing papers is completely different.
But Bethany compared it a divorce to death, and you don't see Dorinda going after Bethany.
No, but it's also,
like, I think Sonia's an easy target.
Sonia's mourning her lifestyle. She's nostalgic for the life she used to have.
I agree, but it's like, it's one of those things that just accept it, Dorinda. Like, she's always going to do that. You're not going to change her. Right. So every time you get yourself riled up about this, you're only getting yourself upset. Sonia's not going to change.
Right. But I'm sick of hearing about it as well. But Lou feels sorry for her. She had the Canadian accent. Sorry. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what I'm saying is, like, Sonia's so delusional that it's sad. Like, the decline of Sonia from when she was the voice of reason in Scary Island to, like, when she first joined the Housewives to, like, who she is now, it's so sad.
Yeah. Maybe it's too much, like, Botox.
Did you see? I mean, we posted it, but I posted it, but you were working hard, so I don't know if you actually saw it. But, like, that Sonia said, like, she tweeted and then Dorinda, like, savagely just was like, yeah, and I'm sure his current wife of 8 years and the three ex-wives will mourn when he dies too, like Sonia. And I was like, wow, savage.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like all of Dorinda's sayings, and she's a rattlesnake. You want to touch
what was
her
that?
And hold her by the tail and then she'll sniper you. Like, I was like, and then she seemed to be slurring a little bit at the end. I was like,
I think she does a lot of drinking.
I think she has a really low tolerance as well. So she has like three drinks and is like,
she's like, rattlesnake. You're a snake. Have you ever seen that YouTube video?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay, so then we go? Yeah, go ahead.
We have the one-on-one sit down with Lou and Carol. And basically it was like Lou just could give two shits. She did not care at all. I loved it.
But why were they even doing that?
I think Carol wants to be top dog and have her voice and not be in the shadows this season. And so she wanted to call her out and say, you know what? The flashbacks were hilarious. Because Lou's like, you know, I don't even know why we don't get along. It's like, for no apparent reason. It's like, wait, it's because you called me a pedophile. And said I have, like, a boy toy.
She's like, not really.
But then
it's like when she said that stuff about Dennis last week, she's like, did I?
Yeah.
It's like, as Dorinda once said, say it, forget it, write it, regret it. She's like, I said it, I already forgot it.
I know. Another case of amnesia.
She's like, yep, that is pretend amnesia.
No, and more like in her confessional, she's like, I wouldn't even waste my time making fun of her.
It's like, oh my gosh. It's a tit for tat there, or as that episode was titled, T for tat. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that was like 3 minutes of this episode. And you guys, that was your title? Like, I would have done, like, when Sonia and Ramona were yelling at each other like this, their arms out, they're like, you're not hearing me. No, you're not hearing me.
And then Ramona's like, you know what? I'm just, you are alienating yourself and you're out to lunch. And I'm concerned about you from a friend's point because you're putting yourself on an island and no one's on the island with you. I feel sorry for you.
Also, I love the shade of inviting
Missy. Missy returns. Missy looked different to me.
Yeah, Missy got some work done.
She looked different.
Or you put a cowboy hat on her, and she's the man in black from Westworld.
She looks so different to me, and I'm poor. Do
you watch Westworld?
No.
Oh. I was just going to say, she put this hat on and she's like, doesn't look like anything to me. And those of you that watch Westworld will know what I'm talking about.
Okay, then what was that shady moment where they were talking and then Luann was like, well, he's probably at the women's shopping event and is going to come out of the dressing room at any minute. What was that shade?
I'm not sure. I think she's just
saying she would go and hook up with someone. He would go and hook up with someone in a dressing room that he met there.
Yeah, or oh, maybe I was thinking she was saying he was like a cross-dresser.
Then I was thinking Bruce Jenner and myself.
Mm-mm. Who or Caitlyn is engaged. Did you see that? Just someone to 47
a
years,
a 21-year-old or something. And are they like trans too, or just?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. I'm not sure the details, but I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what Chris has to say about that.
It's got to be hard. She's back with Corey, though.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
And then what did you think about the Richard guy that Missy
bought? Yes, I was just going to say. So Luke got like a hot little slice. And then Dorinda's like, you want to be a lesbian? I know. What did she say? She's like, you want me to join you guys? I got a boyfriend named John, and he's sweaty, but he's a good lady. He has a dick like an eggplant.
Well, they're currently in Dubai together, and I thought that she was maybe going to get away from John this season. She was giving off that vibe.
Yeah, and also get away from John.
Yeah.
Like when John dies, he's not going to be a red balloon. He's going to be a Zoloft rock.
I think John's really rich.
Oh, I'm sure he is. But he's not going
to... Then you have to sleep with him.
Yeah, it's like, how far do you go? Is he a pique?
I don't know.
He's just like on top of you and just like beads of sweat just on your face. You're like, no, no, no.
No, neither. No, thank you.
It's dripping on my face. Your sweat's everywhere.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I would actually run to the Golden Gate Bridge and jump. Then sleep with them.
Okay. Or call a truce with Tina.
Yeah, I would call the truce.
Okay, are we done? Do we have anything else to talk about this?
No.
Because I wanted to bring something up with Sheena, which we can go into Vanderpump. But so today at work, I was talking to my friend who I work with, Katie, and we were talking about my birthday. And she was like, I had the best idea, but it got shot down. And you were on that text chain. Could you just explain what you were going to do?
So you guys, you can go to this awesome website. It's www.bookcameo.com, BookCameo.com.
Good job, Mary.
And you can get any star you want. You can get Sheena Shea. You can
let's qualify star.
James Kennedy's a star. Ariana's on it.
Yeah.
Most of the housewives. Vicky's on it. Kelly God. And yeah. You can get them pretty much to say whatever you want. Like, I want Sheena Shea to wish Courtney Frayne a happy birthday. And she would do it because you just pay her a little bit of money and she wouldn't know who Courtney Frayne is.
Yeah. So she was like, oh, you know, Mary was like working. So she got to the text chain late. I read part of it today. And Katie was like, we have got to get Sheena to do a cameo. And Sheena's only like, I think she's like $30. But you can book her for a cameo. And there's like basically like a video autograph, which is, I think it's actually a very genius idea. Like, so smart. And then you tell her what you want. So it could be like, hey, Courtney, you're not a fucking asshole, but I hope you have the best birthday. I hope it's good as gold. Like, you could just tell her what to say. And then basically, because I paid her, we paid her, she'd have to say these nice things to me.
It's pretty awesome.
And so they actually, we've been like talking with them because I'm like, we're obsessed. We need to know everything about this. So if you guys are interested, you can actually use a code of the same code for FabFitFun. So it's TJG for, what does that stand for, Mary?
Two Judgy Girls.
Yeah. And it'll give you $5 off any cameo. So like, for instance, like my mom loves Dorinda and Dorinda's on there. So I think for Mother's Day, I'm going to get her something saying like, thanks for making Courtney's life nice.
So good. So good. I'm actually going to get my cousin graduating college one from Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is on it. How cool is that?
Oh my God. And oh my God. Like, get your dunk on.
Yeah. Or like, could you imagine Sheena Shea being like, congratulations, you graduated from college. I did too.
So did I. And my major is in broadcast journalism. Yeah. And my mom is too. I wonder if Erica Van Olfen's on there.
I'm not sure. Go to bookcameo.com. Mm-hmm. And they have like 1,500 stars on it. It's awesome.
Yes. I think it's great. And it's an easy way to get gifts for people when you don't know what to get them.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want James Kennedy saying, let's get a pumptini together in LA.
He's like, yeah, he's like, two judgy girls, pumptini, cosmopolitan. Guys, it's perfect. So again, you get $5 off if you use the code TJG, bookcameo.com.
Okay. Let's talk. So, all the Vanderpump people are on there, and let's talk Vanderpump. It's the set of the scene is the Tom Tom Progress Party, which I can't believe they let anyone in there.
I'm actually very curious because I'm pretty sure you have to have like permits to do like to have alcohol to like have that set up. Do you think they already had that, or do you think they're just like
no? Like, that I'd be that really was curious. Super super makeshift.
Super sketch.
I mean, there's. Who gets permits nowadays?
But so here's like something that I was like thinking about. And I was like, I'm so glad this season's over because it's been so good. But it's been like I have to prepare myself on Monday nights to watch Vanderpump because I know I have to give my undivided attention. I can't look away for 10 seconds or I miss out.
No, there's so and much like, story happening each episode.
Go ahead.
No, I think when we go June 12th, they'll be filming because they're going to start filming super soon for season 7. They always start the summer.
Right. They always start around Sheena's birthday. It was the beginning of this season, and Sheena's birthday is May 7th. Not that I've like looked it up. Somebody told me. I swear I didn't look it up.
Oh, God.
But like maybe we should go there this weekend. Maybe we'll be there for the first.
Maybe's a definitely.
Do you think that Sheena will be having her birthday dinner at the same place I'm having my birthday dinner?
I would die. Do you think she would recognize you again?
No, but if she was there, I'd be like, looks like you're the fucking asshole.
And I bought you on Cameo.
Yeah. Hey, Sheena, watch me right now. I'm buying you on Cameo. I would do it in front of her face. Could you imagine?
So good.
But I am taking Mary again. I'm not sure if I told you guys this last week. I'm taking Mary and my friends. We're all going to dinner to this Mexican place where Shep, there was relationship. He took a date there when he was in LA.
Oh yes. And Craig and Austin are in LA too right now.
Yeah. Did I DM them to hang out with us this weekend? Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Did Austin read it and not respond? Yeah, he did.
Oh, I did not see that. Hey, I like you putting out the feelers.
No, I have to, again, that was all my friend Katie. She was like, they're here. You should talk to them. And I'm like, cool. I'm sure they'll respond back. They didn't. But it's like Craig's playing the long game with us. He's slowly sowing us something, and that's why he can't see us yet.
Right.
Speaking of which, wait, I know we're in Vanderpump, and we just went into Southern Charm, but Naomi has a new boyfriend.
I know.
We didn't talk about that. And he's very good looking.
I mean, it's not shocking.
I agree. Think,
do we know? Are we sure Craigie likes girls?
How fucking dare you? Craig loves me. Okay. He just doesn't know it. Wait, I think Craig has a lot of sex and does a lot of cocaine off girls' asses.
Really? Sincerely.
Yes. Sincerely. I think girls like throw.
Oh, he's conned me. I think he's pretty wholesome.
You don't think he does drugs?
I actually don't. That's cute. He's kind of a wuss.
Really? Okay.
I watched Shep and Jax on Watch What Happens Live.
Can you tell me about that, and then we'll go back into Vanderpump, because I only saw parts of it. So I saw that Jax was on like the bra, the man bra.
I don't remember that. Oh, like no, the nipples. No, they were the nipple. Oh, yeah. The nipples. The, I guess, were they nipple tassels or? I'm not sure what they were.
That's even worse.
What? I guess, oh, like, I don't know, some nipple things that for guys, though. Okay. I don't know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, guys nipple love class?
Wearing nipple tassels.
Nipple class?
Listen, either way.
I don't know. He was on the box.
Okay. And then I heard that there was talk of that they both like to watch porn on youjizz.com. Is that a pay for, or is that a free porn site?
I'm not familiar with that site, so
yeah, I've never logged on, and I don't think I'm going to do that on my work computer, because somehow it tells me it's NSFW.
And what does that stand for?
Not safe for work. Did you not? Have you never heard of that?
No, I can't get on anything at my work anyway. So.
Could you imagine at your Catholic school if you tried to log on to youjizz.com?
I couldn't even like download like a camera today. I was like the security's too tight. You can't even go on bravotv.com at my school.
Oh my god.
It will freeze my entire computer.
Okay, but so sorry. I'm also to the person who reviewed and said to let Mary talk. I'm trying, okay?
No, you are. You're doing. This is a conversation. Okay, so Tom, progress party.
No, you're gonna tell us about Watch What Happens Live.
Oh yeah,
with Jackson.
Nothing really happened. They played some game where they had to answer questions about each other, and they clearly both don't watch each other's shows. And then they would shatter beer bottles on each other's head if they got the answer wrong. It was kind of weird. I was like, what's the protocol with that? Because someone could have really gotten hurt.
I think they're probably fake beer bottles.
Yeah, but they're like still shattering.
Yeah, but they're probably like they have those things like on movie sets, you know?
Oh, okay.
But do you think that when they were doing that Andy was like getting so aroused? He's like, yeah, hit him with that bottle. I could see him being like,
I saw
I'll
this.
Fuck both of you.
I saw this blind item that Jax is secretly gay and Andy Cohen pays for all his bills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Juicy. I like that though.
I don't know if it's true.
Like, I don't put it past Jax. Like Jax would probably be like, it's only gay if I like it. That would be Jax.
Right.
Like Jax is totally one of those guys, you know?
Agreed.
Okay. Back. Let's beep, beep, beep. Like back. Sheena with a construction hat backing it up. Let's back up into Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. So Tom is shaving his face and picking up dry ice.
Throwback.
And then what was Bubba brushing his teeth with? His teeth were black.
That charcoal. Yeah. So it's like this new thing that you brush it with like this activated charcoal and it's supposed to help whiten your teeth. It's like the new rage.
Oh, okay.
But so here's a question I have. So they already own 5% of this company, right? And now they're throwing in another $25,000?
So,
or was that like the second half of the payment?
I think they each invested $50,000 and they each paid $25,000 at first and then they did a second $25,000. So they're in it $50,000 each, $100,000 overall, and that's only for 5%.
Should we discuss and like let them know like Katie, Ariana, you guys think you're becoming the LVP, but 5%? Like, how much does that restaurant – how much do you think that restaurant would make in a year? Let's just say successfully, like, $1 million. That means that they're getting
– small amount. Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting less than what they make for a season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I don't know how investments work. Or why would they even need them to be an investor?
I think they were just, because they probably could have told him, like, hey, we're opening up a restaurant, and just because you guys have the same name, we're going to use that.
Yeah.
And they're like, great, great.
I mean, I love Katie's little dream. She's like, maybe I will be like Lisa Vanderpump one day. And I actually loved Tom Sandoval. Is like, he's like, I'm making an investment in my future with Ariana. Like, I can't deny them for being dreamers and taking risks. Like, I can't deny
what them risk. That. What risk are they taking?
Money.
But what risk are they taking? They're like, Lisa Vanderpump is like, I mean, it's like, first off, LVP has 3 restaurants now, all within a quarter mile of each other.
Right.
Like, she knows what she's doing. Like, it's going to be a success because that is the new jumping off point, like, of where you're going to see these stars. Like, I'm sure in their contract, it's like, you own 5%, and that means you're in that bar 5 days a week.
I know.
Like, it's going to be like a Hard Rock cafe for Cirque employees.
It will be really interesting to see who they have, you know, bartending there and... I hope for June 12th that it's open.
I know. Cross my fingers. When I asked Schwartz, he was unsure.
It seems like it's taking like, a long time.
Yeah. I'm not sure how restaurants work because, again, I don't own one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like,
We do know they're not getting jet skis anytime soon.
No jet skis.
Okay. Let's go over to Brittany's hotel. And all I could notice in the background was the big bottle of bourbon.
Another product placement, you think?
No, I think Brittany just likes bourbon.
She's like, I love my bourbon and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And whiskey. And then what was the whole thing of like Jax trying to stay in the same building?
So basically it sounds like Brittany was like, I'm taking the dogs and you can roll in hail, Jax. And he was like, cool, well, I'm going to move downstairs because I really like our building. And then I'm going to bring girls home so you can watch me fuck them. And then she's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, Brittany, leave. Just get out of the building. Like, you don't need to stay there.
I know. And I wonder how long it took for them to get back together. Like, did a month go by? Did 2 weeks go by?
But the whole thing was, like, so silly, right? Because it's, like, obviously they're both, like, contractually obligated to show up to this night. So, like, Brittany's like, I'm going to look hot. And I was, like, watching her do her, like, drag queen makeup on her face. And it was, like, stay away from the, like, light contouring part. What are you doing? Like, I don't
know. No, I think whatever. I thought her makeup was pretty, but she doesn't do anything to her hair. Her hair bothers me. It's, like, put some curlies on that.
Either cut it. Mm-hmm. Put in a ponytail, like a nice ponytail, or like blow dry it.
Yeah, she just needs some curls, really. I didn't like that, yeah. She has a lot of hair, too.
But then she was like...
Do you think that's like extensions?
And also it's like, don't do... No, I think that's all her hair.
Okay.
It looks like thin but thick. I don't know how to explain it. Fine but thick. But what pisses me off about it, though, is she's like, I'm going to text Adam, and I'm going to make Jax jealous. I'm like, Jax doesn't care because he'll literally go fuck your friend.
I know.
Kristen's probably available.
I know. It's so bad.
And also, though, I was like, Jax is lucky that Thomas Ravenel is so disgusting, or else my rage would be going into him today. Mm-hmm. Because do not fucking gaslight Brittany when she's like, you're an asshole. And he's like, yeah, am I?
I know, okay, I know.
I'm an asshole. Yeah, fuck me, right? I'm the worst. And I'm like, oh my, like, I would have punched him.
That's the sociopath inside of him. She's like, you're wrong about everything. He's like, yeah, I know, you're right. You know,
you're right. I'm always wrong. I'm the fuck up. It's never you. It's just me.
And I just suck
my dick in.
I just want you to be happy, and you need to be on your own to do that. And I'm giving you that. And I'm trying to make this amicable, and you're just trying to ruin it. And, you know, I'm just going to move down the hall. Sorry.
Yeah. And she's like, he's like, yeah. And then when Lisa was like, you and I need to talk. And he's like, fine, I'll leave, Lisa. She was like, okay. Like, chill the fuck out.
No, I like the ultimatum that she said. She said, you know what? No, Jax, I'm not going to fire you. You're not going to put me in this position. You're not having an ultimatum. I'm not suspending you. You're going to give me your resignation letter because this shit has gone on for too long. You're disrespectful and go be an ass outside of my restaurant. My restaurant. Yes. Wait.
My restaurant.
Get out of my restaurant. That was like great.
That was horrible. But it's so funny though, because I related, at one point I did relate to Schwartz because he was trying to do an English accent and he went Australian. And I was like, Schwartz, I go Australian. I'm like, oh, my restaurant, like Foster's Australian for beer. Like another shrimp on the barbie. Sorry, Australians that listen, I'm sorry. That was horrible. I used to have a character called Roz from Oz. When I would drink.
Oh my god, I forgot about her. It was a Snapchat filter.
It was a Snapchat filter, and Rolls from Rolls was like visiting like Los Angeles, and like she saw all the sites and she like loved them all, but like then Snapchat got rid of the filter and like Rolls died.
It's so funny. It wasn't really funny. Do you have any of those videos that you can add to the story? I don't know. Maybe it would be inappropriate. Okay. I do want to try those popsicle shots.
Yes. Well, here's what killed me.
How much do you think that machine was?
Okay, legit. I think that I read somewhere. Okay, so this is what killed me. It's like, I have the only one in America. I'm like, so you're telling me this company on did not want to make any business whatsoever. It's like, we're going to make one machine. And we're only selling that one machine. Tom is like the guy that goes to the convention. He's like, and they're like, okay, if you buy this today, I will give you 60% off. And I'm going to throw in a hair dryer. No. I'm going to give you that straightening iron. I'm going to give you that 3-prong curling iron that's detachable that you can do. I'm going to give it to you all for the price of $450. It retails for $2,000. And Tom's like, I'll take six.
They're like, but you can only have one.
Yeah. But I heard that the machine costs like $6,000.
Oh, wow. And I feel like it would break fast. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's also like, if you don't deliver those shots within 1.5 minutes, I'm just drinking melted juice.
Or having those.
I mean, I'll have one.
Yeah.
I would eat one in a second. But I'm like, it seems impractical.
Yeah. But I want one.
And then, did you like the outfits that he chose? As the uniform. I like the TT pins.
No, actually, I think I have a vision of what I see Tom Tom as. And I think I see it more industrial than what it's going to be. But I think I liked it. That's more, it's going to be more cocktail lounge.
They said it's like steampunk, like romantic.
Yeah, everything she wants is romantic. I really want to go. So. Yeah, and I think the outfits were awesome. I loved the vest and the tie. It looked nice. It looks like classy, sophisticated, comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm into it too. Like, I think that they would get away with having like a brick wall in there. Like as
absolutely. One of their,
but it's not going to be that.
And like cement floors.
Yeah, yeah. Great idea. Lisa, call us.
Yeah.
Because we know it's not done yet. Right. But okay, so then it was like, we had to have 5 minutes of Sheena. And it's like,
oh my god, the Sheena moment. Hey, Rob, I'm gonna just wear this home tonight, this hard hat. This is the like, only thing I'm gonna wear.
And he's like, this drink's delicious.
Wait, Rob, this is the only thing I'm gonna wear tonight.
Have you guys tried this drink? Oh man, it's making me thirsty.
So embarrassing for her.
And she's like, oh my god, he like didn't even listen to me.
I think they broke up like a week after filming.
Yeah, because Rob used her for the season.
I know. It's really sad. But she was high, so that's why she kept repeating his name.
Yeah, because I've never been high because I'm a good Christian girl. But friends that I have, they say, shut up, Mary. One day I'll tell you guys a story. One day.
About the weekend.
Yeah, one day when my mother approves of me, I'll tell you guys a story. But she just is like she had like a crop top for her neck, and then she had a crop top for her boobs. And I just was not understanding. And then she was doing that like wet Kardashian look, but she's too poor to afford like Jen Atkin.
Right.
So she like hired Priv.
Totally.
And it was just like, she's so annoying.
Do you think she's going to be a full-on character next season?
I think they're going to see how this season plays out. But she could be demoted. I'm sorry. Oh, that's what else we didn't talk about. Fucking that Ronnie
Patrick.
And Jersey Shore.
Oh.
No, Ronnie and Jersey Shore and Sheena.
Oh, yeah. They've been hanging out.
Hardcore. I'm sorry. Ronnie was on the live with his baby mama. And she literally was living, like, watching him, like verbally attack her. And then I'm pretty sure it ended with him, like, going, like, hitting her. And whatever it is, it's like.
And she's currently pregnant, right?
No, the baby's like a month old.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's like, he is such a piece of fucking shit. Like, I heard the reason that all of the toilets in the house for Jersey Shore got clogged is because he's such a cokehead that his shits would literally, they were like coke shits.
Oh, God, no.
And so he was clogging all the bathrooms because of it. Because he is a fucking cokehead. And he's not a recreational cokehead like some of these Vanderpump idiots. He is like, I wake up, I need a line. I took a shit. I need a line. I brushed my teeth. I need a line. Like, he is such, like, the baby mama even put on Instagram his little coat back.
It was like purple.
Yeah. And I was like, and then it's like, this all happens on Monday night. And then Sheena's like, hey, Ronnie, I don't want to change my R necklace that I got for the first Rob I was with. So could you come over so people think we're dating and then I don't have to get a new necklace?
Wait, Sheena's totally going to be on Famously Single. Couldn't you imagine that? And her sitting down with the therapist.
And she's like, I don't know why am I unlovable?
Then the whole thing will be like, because you rush into relationships and you put too much pressure on these men.
Mm-hmm.
That will be like the moral of the story. The more you know.
I would be fine with that though, because then it's a show I don't have to watch her on. Like, I want to watch Vanderpump.
Right.
And I don't watch it anymore for Sheena.
Right.
Like, she used to be fun to make it. Now when she just gets on the screen, it's like, ugh, what fucking dumb shit is she going to say? Also, Sheena, it's like, you're such trash when you hang out with trash like Ronnie. It's like, why do you want to, like, hitch your horse to that?
Well, because she has no respect.
For herself or for anyone around her. Like, I'm sorry. So, granted, it's also Kayla from The Challenge. I know people are going to say that, too. But that we don't talk about that. And Kayla's trash anyway, so who cares? But it's like, Sheena, first, like, Robbie from The Bachelor, when he did all that shit with the emails and you decided to defend him, like, you are what sets feminism back, like, 100 years.
Yeah, I'm not into her. But speaking of someone else that I'm not into, Patrick.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're talking about. He sounded like a gem today, and I'm wondering if he's still single.
Like, okay, that was, like, kind of weird, the setup where LVP is like, no, I've met Patrick before. I don't like when people – that was kind of a little bit of a game. It's
she
like, no,
you
waved to me in the hallway. That does not count as meeting someone. Why would you talk about – just – it's like, clearly she's like a mother figure for these people. I don't want you to say ass in front of any mom whenever you met them, like within the first 20 times.
But also, though, don't say it 12 times. Like, he's literally, like, I'm sorry, that was like sexual harassment of Lisa when he's like, but I loved your ass.
I still think you have a good ass.
Yeah, and I was like.
And he called her a girl. Like, no, you're being so disrespectful. And then Stassi is apologizing for LVP for being mean.
Well, and it was very interesting because Stassi is clearly, like, on Xanax or something, right? Like, something was up. Like, shoot. But was he on something? Because how do you be, like,
no, I think
why
he's
did
a
he take that route?
He's so smug, cocky, pompous, radio face.
He does have a face. Like, his mother told him that.
Wait, really?
No, but I imagine that if I was his mother, I would tell him that.
Ugh, and he was so, like, sweaty.
James called him Shrek.
Oh, he's awful.
It makes me sad that, and we're all victims of this, of dating assholes and whatever, but it makes me sad that, like, and I don't care about Sheena because who gives a fuck, but, like, for Stassi to, like, watch that, I'm so happy that Stassi's in a better relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they seem like they're truly happy, but when you have to, like, we just have to deal with, like, our memories, right? Because we're like, oh, God, that guy is such an asshole. Like,
right.
What a fucker. But, like, she has to watch this on TV and, like, watch it back and just be like, wow.
And being like, please don't break up with me because of Lisa Vanderpump. I'm like, oh, my God, girl. Girl, yeah. No.
Why didn't we get to see the scene of her in the hallway on the stairwell crying?
Oh, good question.
Right?
Yeah, there was a little bit like too. I would have liked to see more of that and less people growing, like mm-hmm. Lala, Tom and James all growing up. That there was a little bit too much Hallmark for me. I wanted to see more of Jack's saying he's ruined everyone's life and he doesn't know what to do anymore.
I want to set the shit on fire. Yeah. And everyone's sitting there like that dog being like, it's fine. It's fine. And just like watching what happens. Like, that's what I want. And I don't want this growth arc. Totally right. Agree with you.
But James Kennedy getting his job back at Sir as a server? Or I was kind of confused. I was like,
is he a busser again?
Right.
Like, or does he get to DJ a couple of nights? Like, what's the job? Because wasn't he already working there? See you next Tuesday. Or did he get like the industry night now?
Yeah, I didn't. Maybe he has like a night at Pump Now and Sir. And I guess
he's back in like the franchise of restaurants.
Maybe we got to look into that. We got to research that.
Yeah, I'll totally send him a message. I'm sure he'll respond.
Totally.
Well, did you see now that Pump is now doing brunch with Billy Lee and tunes by DJ James Kennedy? I think we talked about this. Again, I never know what we talk about when I've had alcohol, and that's why I'm being more professional by drinking a Fiji water right now.
Yes.
Fiji. Use code TJ. No, I'm just kidding.
I look forward to the reunion because they'll be together, and then Jax calls out Sheena for not calling her for his dad's funeral, and Sheena says this reunion's harder than her divorce.
So she goes like, I really can't see what anybody would come after me for. And then it's like all these like future stuff, and I'm like, wow, like talk about a lack of self-awareness.
Amen.
Okay, let's just fucking talk about Beverly.
We're giving this 3 minutes because nothing happened. The moment that was sad for me was the Kyle's robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Over $1 million worth of stuff, which basically they only raided her closet.
That's insane. It has to be an inside job.
Morally. That's what I said.
Hey TMCFR, give Kyle her stuff back. We know it was you, morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
No.
That's why she goes to Portland all the time.
No, it also seems like the house cleaners were in the house during it, and an alarm was set off. Mm-hmm. Like Edwin's company's alarm did actually go off. So I just can't believe they have no, like, it doesn't seem like they have even suspects. And I couldn't believe Kyle didn't cry more. But I guess they must just have like house insurance so that all this stuff is replaceable, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It made me sad for her, though.
That's, I think all like, those just, if you have that amount of bags, they're insured.
Well, first off, though, it's like it's okay. It is very sad. Now, let me go to butt.
Mm-hmm.
This season, she was so annoying when she was like, "See my Birkin." It was like when Dana Pam was like $25,000.
Right.
Like, if you flaunt it, people are like,
"No,
if you're
rich
and flaunting your wealth." And it's like Kim Kardashian when that whole.
It's like Robert the bling. It's like the bling ring, you know. Like they knew they were out, and they came and took the stuff when they were gone, and they were in Aspen, so they know they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did laugh. I'm telling you, like LVP needs to get off Beverly Hills. Just stay on Vanderpump because this was such a VPR moment with her dress, and she made the boobs with the sequins.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, the nipples.
Yeah, I was laughing at that. I thought that was funny. Teddy admits that she got a boob job.
Yeah, her boobs look amazing. That's like the perfect boob job. It's a Kate Hudson boob job.
Yep, that she followed Kate Hudson. Dory, every time she talks, I'm just like, can someone make sure those eyeballs aren't falling out of her head? Like, I'm worried.
She really got, like, she is clearly the villain this season, though. Like,
but she is. She's always been. Like, Erica is, too, but Erica is just, like, so just...
Oh, Andy also confirmed that Erica had a really bad migraine that day.
Well, hey, Erica, maybe if your glam squad didn't make your ponytail so fucking tight, you'd be okay. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm just, the pretty mess is just a mess to me.
I agree. I hear she's leaving.
I don't believe it. She also tweeted saying something like,
you think rumors. She'll like try to stay to redeem herself and be like, it's cool like, girl again?
It's like LVP. Every season, LVP used to say, like, I don't think I could come back. Not the way I was treated this season. And then she's like, oh, for $1 million? Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. I think Camille will definitely get a diamond.
But what was that with making up with Dori? It's like you attacked her on stage and you're like, I hope we can be friends.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like the ball gag accessory, wearing that on your fucking wrist. Like, come on. That was cheeky.
Oh, yeah.
And then I loved how she has no contact with Alison Dubois anymore.
Oh, my God. I know. She's like, so since then, I haven't talked to her. It's like, I just love when they're like, well, if she was a psychic, she should have known. Like, all these people just like going... Okay, but so then at one point we break for lunch, right? This is when Dorit and Camille like make up.
Which I kind of like this whole break for lunch.
What the fuck were they eating? Meatloaf? Potatoes? It's like these bitches are from Beverly Hills. They don't eat. Like Teddy was probably cutting it and then taking it up to her nose and sniffing it and being like, oh, that tastes delicious. And then like putting it back down.
No, it was like, yeah, it was like chicken and asparagus. And
it was and meat. There was so much meat and potatoes. I didn't get it.
Maybe it was Thanksgiving time.
Oh my God. I mean, it felt like that, but it was like a month ago, right?
Yeah, true.
And it's just, I mean, it's like the drama is so dumb. It's like Dorit's mad that LVP cut her head off in the magazine.
Yeah, that is the drama. And then it's the Dorit apology tour. Dorit is apologizing to every single person up there.
And I just.
She's not defending herself at all.
No, like she did not get an accountability coach before this. She should have hired Teddy.
No, she's just like, you know, I'll proceed with caution now with Teddy. But you know what? I apologize to Lisa Rinna because I really like you now. And I'm sorry I brought up anything from last year. And yeah, and you know, of course, me and Rinna and Erica Jane, we're just the best of friends now.
And it's like,
who are they going to put? How is this going to work? How is this cast going to get better?
Okay. So do you think they have to get rid of someone?
Like, I actually enjoy everyone, but they need like they need a Heather Locklear. That was a rumor.
Armie Hammer's mom was a rumor.
They need someone. I wonder, well, it's like, what about like, Brody Jenner's mom?
Linda Thompson.
Yes.
She was already around because she was best friends with Taylor. So she clearly like didn't make the cut.
They need to get someone
that's... You're not going to like this.
Okay.
What if they gave Kyle a spinoff show? It's like the agency spinoff show with Kyle and her family.
I love that.
But Kyle's off of BH.
That's fine. Okay. I would love to see like the Kim Richards,
yes,
Hilton, like, I want, the like, Hilton, all of that.
Yes, like that.
Now, wasn't that the original idea for Beverly Hills that all three of the sisters would be on the show?
Yes, but what happened was Kathy, and now Kyle, I think, spins it differently. But Kathy was offered a different reality show, and so she would like be the star of that one, as opposed to an ensemble. And then that show like didn't take off, but this did.
Right. Just like the agency.
But they had already. Yeah. Right. And Hilton and Highland. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so and then maybe like you say, hey, LVP, we're going to give you, Tom's going to get a spinoff now, and we're going to make you more of a star on that show as like the mother hen. So LVP's gone.
Okay.
Then you add back in Camille.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw Brandy in there if you want to, but she doesn't need to come back. And then you throw in two new blood.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of this. I mean, what if they made Faye Resnick a...
No, she's morally corrupt. She can't do it.
I need someone...
She's too boring.
I need someone, though, a D-list celebrity we already know. Like, Rinna, we already knew, which was great. We already knew...
Oh, no, come on. We want Denise Richards.
Eileen. Oh, yeah, Denise Richards. Sign me up.
Denise Richards and Heather Locklear, because they had the Richie Sambora thing. Put both of them on there. Watch them try to be nice to each other and then kill each other.
They could so get someone amazing and have like a great comeback story.
Yeah. And like if you're giving Eileen $1 million, they gave Eileen $1 million to star on this. Like you have the funds that some housewife, like some has-been housewife. What about like Shannon Doherty?
Or she like has like the cancer thing going on.
Okay. No, we don't need another Yolanda. Yeah. Well, let's brainstorm. Who would you
what
guys?
What if they went like Tori Spelling? She's on Cameo. She's on Cameo.
Oh my God. She's probably like, hi, thank you so much for paying for a Cameo so that my kids can eat tonight. I fell on a Benihana grill and it hurts.
Her, that breakdown show with her and Dean was the most insane thing.
What about Leanne Rimes?
That would actually totally work because Brandy's
gone. Do you bring
Brandy
too?
No, no. Brandy's
gone. Could you imagine if you brought in Leanne Rimes and Brandy was gone? Like how spiral she would go? I'd watch.
There's just, I feel like there's so many has-been actresses.
Okay, guys, tell us who you would want, who your has-been actress. It has to be someone who used to be famous.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But is now, even like a Nicolette Sheridan.
There's so many has-beens.
Like a Desperate Housewife, you know?
Yeah.
I'm into it. Who would you guys like to see? Let us know. Let's put together a perfect cast. Yeah. Mary.
I'll see you Saturday. Yes.
I'm really scared. Guys, if you are going to Countess again, come see us. We'll be wearing our tiny sombreros. And other than that, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you with Countess.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.